This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell from his clinic. He's board-certified Nuka chiropractor and a certified GAPS practitioner, practices medicine in Salt Lake City, Utah. I have a curveball for you to get started in our conversation this week. Someone wanted to know, and I thought this was excellent, frankly, what about all that, what is that white fuzz that grows on fruit after it maybe has been exposed to heat or been around too long? What is it, and will it hurt you if you eat it? You know what I'm talking about, the stuff that develops on strawberries or blackberries or blueberries or whatever it is. What is that stuff, and can it hurt you?
Well, you notice it doesn't grow on potato chips or Doritos. It only grows on something Mother...
What a fabulous answer.
It knew only grows on something Mother Nature makes.
Yeah.
Well, so, it's the cleanup process. It's to get rid of it. As soon as anything like that is plucked from the vine or the bush, whatever else, or the tree, it starts its decline, and it's designed to be consumed, you know, rather rapidly, at least within the next day or two.
Especially fruit.
Yeah. And fruit has a high sugar content, and there are certain forms of mold and bacteria that thrive on that stuff as a part of Mother Nature's plan to get everything back into the soil that came out of it if it's not immediately consumed. Will it harm you? There are certain kinds of molds that are pathogenic.
But aren't some of our medicines made of mold?
Well, yeah. A lot of them comes from mold because certain molds have been found to be, especially bread mold, has been found to be antibiotic, especially against certain kinds of bacteria. But when you see that white stuff on the fruit, it's because it's been there long enough now for you to become visible to the eye. It was always there. It was there when this thing was hanging on the tree or the bush, but because of its own internal enzymes and the fact that it was still receiving life from its roots, it was able to keep that at bay. But once it's been plucked, now it's going down a different pathway, and what you see is finally thick enough that it's visible to the eye, but it was always there to begin with. So depending on the size of the population as to what kind of an effect it can give you, I mean the mold population, it's probably relatively harmless. But everybody usually washes that stuff off if it begins to accumulate. Anyway.
I just throw the stuff away.
Yeah.
If the strawberries or blueberries, whatever it is, I find that more often than not, it's very interesting what you just said. The fresh fruit, like strawberry season, is upon us now in our neck of the woods. So you can go buy really good fresh strawberries from the farm market or from the farm itself, and it's
Well, that's the best source.
Right.
If you've got a farmer's market nearby, that's the best source.
All right. So if you go to the grocery store and buy Driscoll's strawberries, if they are organic, they will, and I've done this because in the off season you can't find good fresh strawberries, so you buy the stuff that comes from Driscoll because they seem to be the biggest name. There are others around, and I usually look for another brand if I can find it because I don't like the monopolization that's gone on. It's once again the consolidation of resources, foods like milk, it's like all this, everything else that we buy and eat. So the organic strawberries will fuzz up faster than the non-organic. Have you ever noticed that?
There's a good reason why.
Okay.
Because the non-organic has been sprayed to keep that stuff at bay. Because it's not pleasing to the eye to see any of that stuff starting to show up on your food. But it's an indication that the food, if you wash that stuff off, is much safer to eat than the stuff where that stuff doesn't grow. That may sound counterintuitive. But if you spray those things heavily enough, nothing's going to grow on them, and neither will you, because you're going to get those pollutants into your body.
Well, remember about a month ago we were talking about strawberries especially, and how some people, the strawberries that are not organic, that don't get sprayed, if you examine them upon seeing them for the first time when they come from the store, you can see little maggots growing in the skin. Yeah. And that's what comes out of there, because they're not the maggots, the flies lay their eggs on the strawberries or whatever, and if they're not sprayed, then the maggots can grow there. So what I wonder is, do flies not like organic vegetables? Why is it, or fruits? Why do you not have that stuff on organic?
When something is organically grown, it usually has the whole complement of nutrition inside that fruit or vegetable. And as a result, it has natural antibiotic chemicals that are on the surface of that fruit or that plant that keep those things at bay. If it's not grown organically and it's not sprayed, those things are sitting ducks for all of the things that want to consume it and clean it up, sent directly from Mother Nature to do so.
Well, when you think about how insidious flies are, laying their eggs everywhere in the larvae, the maggots come out and get into anything, rubbish, garbage, things that are, you know, and the whole life cycle, by the way, from when the eggs are laid to when the fly dies, only about 3 weeks. So, but they just, it looks so gross. Are maggots any dirtier than flies? Are flies any dirtier than beetles? Are, you know, you can go through the thing. Are flies really that dirty? We have this, you know, we want to swat the flies because we think they're dirty. Well,
they're Mother Nature's cleanup crew. You know, it has an awful lot to do with our latest podcast, is that very idea that when the terrain is dirty, when the alleyways between the houses are loaded up with trash and garbage, the rats and the flies are going to show up.
Oh, yeah, right.
You want to get rid of the rats and flies, you clean up the garbage.
All right, so let's talk
about it. If we were to examine everything we ate under a microscope before we ate it, we wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
The stuff is crawling and creeping all over those things, but because they're so small, and
protein.
It's protein. It's just extra protein.
Good protein. All right. I want to find out about the germ theory of disease, which is the podcast you just alluded to in a matter of moments. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack, here with Dr. Doug. He's got a license. I don't, but it's okay. You'll learn from both of us, hopefully, on Good Day Health. Across the country, ER visits for serious medical emergencies like heart attacks or strokes have dropped dramatically because patients are fearful of contracting the coronavirus while in the hospital. Here's the story behind the story from our friend Andy Solomon.
A new survey conducted online by the Harris Poll on behalf of the American Heart Association shows more than one in four adults experiencing a heart attack or stroke would rather stay at home than risk getting infected with COVID-19 at the hospital. Dr. Mitchell Elkin, American Heart Association president, explains.
Likely due to fear of contracting COVID-19, many patients may be ignoring serious medical emergencies, which can have deadly consequences.
Hospitals are following protocols to sanitize, socially distance, and keep infected people away from others.
The hospital is still the safest place to be in an emergency, so don't die of doubt. Call 911 and get an ambulance to the hospital. Heart attack symptoms include pain or discomfort in the chest or upper body and shortness of breath. To spot a stroke, use the acronym FAST: face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, time to call 911.
To learn more, visit heart.org/don't-die-of-death.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, ready to get back into medical issues this week. And the podcast that Jack alluded to a few moments ago, he has podcasts that he and his wife produce that are at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And we have podcasts that we produce with Jack and his information that are at GoodDayHealthShow.com. And no excuse for not knowing what's going on. Lots of information floating around. So what is the theory of germs and disease that you talk about in this podcast number 200?
Well, it's entitled "The Germ Theory of Disease is Not True," and for a lot of reasons, many of Louis Pasteur's contemporaries, when he presented his theories, were pointing out all the holes and the inconsistencies. But the germ theory, that the disease comes from germs, really gained hold in the medical community at the time, because there were all different kinds of doctors, and they were looking for some kind of an orbit that they could, you know, orbit around and be able to find some consistency inside the industry. But two very world-famous infectious disease experts at the time, Claude Bernard in France and Ion Sechikov from Russia, we're pointing out the time. Man, it's not the germ at all. It's the terrain in which the germ is allowed to prosper and grow. That's the problem.
What does that mean?
Well, if you are sick for whatever reason, not necessarily because of germs, because of malnutrition, because of environmental poisons, and that today would be glyphosate, air pollution, nutritionally empty, overprocessed
foods. Hello, Monsanto!
Antibiotics. All these things poison the body and set you up, because you're already full of germs. You can't get away from it. There's like 30,000 identified bacteria, 300,000 identified parasites.
If we haven't learned anything from the COVID disaster, it is, and this has become one of my themes on the regular Monday through Friday show.
It's the sick who get it.
It is the bacteria run. Bacteria and germs are in control of the planet.
Yes.
We are here as their guest. And we found ways to get around their mutation. They find ways to get around our mutation. We adapt. They adapt. It's like an ongoing thing. But they've been here a lot longer than we have. And they may have come from, there are a lot of people that theorize, Jack, that all the asteroids and things that are floating around out in the universe, the stuff that's on them, somehow lives, and when that stuff survives coming through our atmosphere and lands on the planet someplace, those bugs are there to
get rid of us. They would have gotten rid of us a long time ago. But we live in a community, and when you consider all the species of bacteria, the species of parasites, the species of viruses, they run into numbers that are almost incalculable. There are so many of them. That's what we were talking about earlier with the fruit and the vegetables, that you can't see this stuff, thank goodness, or you probably would never want to eat it. But what they found, even Pasteur himself, near his death in his diary, said, yes, it's not the germ that causes disease. It's the terrain in which germs are allowed to prosper.
If you don't feed yourself well, if your body's not healthy,
then you're sitting
duck. Time.
Yes.
All right, in a moment, we're going to talk about, you just mentioned seeing. We're going to talk about eye problems and the supplement of the week this week from Standard Process, which will help you with your eyes. You got to know what's going on in your eyes. So we'll focus, if you'll pardon the pun, on that as we continue on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we're not spending all of our time talking about the virus, although it comes, it'll weave in and out of the conversation because it's an important thing for us to consider. Right now, though, you just mentioned something about being able to see the germs and see what's around us in our environment. And one of the things that comes from Standard Process, something that I'm on, that you sent to me, because my eyes, I seem to continue to need more powerful lenses. And I wonder what this iPlex, which is from Standard Process, what does that help you with most?
Well, it supports normal eye function, and it helps
to... What is normal eye function?
The ability for it to focus properly as best as it can. The older we get, the more tired the ciliaris muscle becomes, so it's hard to focus. You get something called presbyopia. That's just, you know, you start needing reading glasses when you hit a certain age.
Yeah.
A lot of that is brought on by missing certain nutrients in our diet as from children right on up through middle age when these things begin to show up. So there's a lot of key ingredients that are in this. It's one of the most powerful supplements that Standard Process makes because it covers all the it covers the vascular aspect of the eye to make sure that there's plenty of blood supply to the cornea, to the surface of the eye itself, the white of the eye, to the lens structures that hold it in place, to the retina in particular. And remember, the retina is an extension of the brain tissue itself that comes out of the skull into the eye sockets. And so that needs to be fed properly to get an excellent source of the B vitamins and other products that we have found support normal eye health. The ability of the eye to defend itself against bacteria and viruses that are constantly falling on the eye all the time. We know that viral transmission occurs much more readily through viruses landing on the white of the eye than we would breathe or swallow with our food. So it's a very good support structure for the eye itself, and it's one of the more popular products that we have in the office at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
All right, so you can get those and any other of the supplements for, let's see, you get 15% off. You mentioned Doug Steffen or Good Day Health. That applies also, if I can do a crass commercial message here for a moment, to the long-life energy enzymes.
Yes.
That are the secret concoction of Jack and Mary and their research. What a fabulous way to make sure that everything you put into your body does the work it's supposed to. Long life energy enzymes, and also the business of what we need in our body, the thyroid. There's a new, well, it's not a new thyroid product. Ageless Thyroid has been with the Forbidden Doctor for quite a long time. So if you mention Doug Steffen or Good Day Health, you get 15% off on any of these things that are proprietary that Jack and Mary have come across and have helped people a lot of good. The supplementation, I believe very strongly, people tease me about the number of supplements. I take 30-some-odd supplements a day, from fish oil to this iPlex, and it just recently came to my attention because you and I were talking about this. I knew not that it existed, number one, or what it would do. But I know you mentioned when we need, well, you didn't put it quite that way, but the paraphrasing of needing helper glasses, they call them cheaters. I think it was 45, 46 when I first started with the magnifying glasses that looked like glasses, and I think they were 100 or 75. Now I'm up to 300s, and I'm looking forward to this winter. I finally decided I'm going to get my eyes fixed to get the cataracts out of them. You know, because that's one of the things the iPlex does. But you need to get them out and put in a new lens, and that'll supposedly keep me from having to wear glasses. So we'll see how that works, Jack. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. The first half hour already conversationally is in the history books. So we got another half hour to go. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are now 3.4 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States, and the death toll has topped 136,000. Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Georgetown University that teens and young adults need to take the pandemic seriously.
Individuals, mostly young people, were seen at bars, congregated in crowded places, many of them without masks, which really adds fuel to the fire. So our challenge today and tomorrow and next week is to try and contain these outbreaks and get us back on the track of being able to not only contain but also to open safely.
The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been admitted to the hospital. She's being treated for a possible infection after experiencing fever and chills. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
The Supreme Court has ruled against the GOP after the party's appeal of a lower court's decision to have their convention in Houston. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Texas Republican Party holding its convention online now after the city of Houston canceled it due to the spread of the coronavirus. The GOP did appeal to the state Supreme Court, but it ruled against the party's push to have a physical event at the George R. Brown Convention Center in the city. The court saying the GOP has a right to hold an event, but it does not have the right to seize that location.
President Trump signed into law a bill requiring sanctions on Chinese officials who crack down on Hong Kong residents' free speech and peaceful assembly.
Today I signed legislation and an executive order to hold China accountable for its oppressive actions against the people of Hong Kong. The Hong Kong Autonomy Act, which I signed this afternoon, passed unanimously through Congress. This law gives my administration powerful new tools to hold responsible the individuals and the entities involved in extinguishing Hong Kong's freedom. We've all watched what happened. Not a good situation. Their freedom's been taken away, their rights have been taken away, and with it goes Hong Kong, in my opinion, because it will no longer be able to compete with free markets. A lot of people will be leaving Hong Kong, I suspect.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Second half hour now of our broadcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Every week at this time, he's here gracing us with his knowledge and presence. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner. There are a lot of people who have expertise individually, but he's got a lot of collective knowledge, and you can hear it each week at this time when he's with me. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Also, our podcast that Jack is, he's got his podcast. Sometimes people confuse them. You shouldn't confuse them. ForbiddenDoctor.com has the, for example, this week we're talking about the business of what really, where does this stuff come from, the germ theory? Is it from germs or not? So you learn from that. But also this week, the most recent podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com is a focus on vaccines and how ridiculous it is to think that by the time they're ready, they'll have any effectiveness at all. Jack also explains the factors that make you a sitting duck for the virus. It's the virus, the virus, the virus. Everybody's still talking about it. So again, an update from Jack's perspective every week on our sort of shortened version. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you get that podcast. Tens of thousands of folks listen to it every week. I see that the recent study suggests that coronavirus can damage your heart. This study found abnormalities in a lot of patients who were tested. And I wonder what the ages of these. The research drew data from 69 countries, Jack. 55% of the patients scanned had abnormally functioning hearts. So does this stuff get into, obviously, it must be getting into, I saw something the other day about getting into the brain and what a bad case of it could do to your brain. Now, the heart, because originally we thought it was just a lung sort of thing, right?
Well, yes, because it seems to affect the ACE2 receptor sites, which we have an awful lot of two, a lot of
those
in the lungs. Angiotensin converting enzyme. It's a part of the body, part of the body's hormonal messaging system to increase blood pressure. Your body will increase blood pressure immediately if you stand up quickly from a sitting position to keep blood in the brain. If you're having a severe blood loss for whatever reason, it will do that. It's part of the self-regulating system to keep blood pressure at a certain level. There are a lot, and so there are receptor sites for these hormones. When a body releases a hormone or a body releases a certain kind of neurotransmitter or whatever else, they only work in certain places that actually have a receptor site for it. And the
what
lungs,
be an example of that?
Well, the ACE2 receptor. You know, a pitcher in a baseball game is going to pitch the ball, and that catcher's mitt is the receptor site for that fast pitch. You have in your body certain areas that are lined with receptor sites for a certain kind of hormones. The lungs are full of ACE2 receptor sites. In other words, the lungs have an awful lot to do in their function when you raise blood pressure to get an awful lot more oxygen into the bloodstream. For whatever reason, emergency situation that may come along, the body thinks it needs to happen. Well, they found out that the COVID-19 seems to have an affinity for ACE2 receptor sites. So that's why it usually seems to be associated with the lung. They congregate in the lungs. But they also found out, and this goes back several years, people who are on statins seem to have a greater receptor site presence of coronaviruses, not just in the lungs, but along the arterial system and the heart as well. Now, is there a direct relationship between the use of statins and COVID-19 susceptibility? There seems to be some scientific evidence for that. But because most people are showing up with hypoxia and breathing problems, it's the lung that gets all of the attention right now. But as you were saying there a few moments ago, information is coming around from different places on the planet that's saying, wait a second, there's a little bit more going on here than we have immediately suspected.
So let's go back to statins for a second. You said, if I heard you correctly, that it may be, there's evidence that suggests that if you're on a statin, you may be more susceptible.
Yes,
what part
as well,
of your body?
As well as an ACE2 receptor site inhibitor. So those two drugs, people who have high blood pressure usually are on an ACE2 inhibitor. In other words, it stops the ACE2 receptor sites from raising blood pressure. If you have kidney disease, if you have diabetes, or if you have some kind of heart problem, you're usually on a statin and an ACE2 inhibitor at the same time. There is growing evidence now in the literature to indicate you're more susceptible to COVID-19 if
Where
you're
the
using
literature,
a statin.
You got a reference point of that literature?
Well, I don't have it at the tip of my tongue. I've been at the tip of my fingers on my computer. You can go to PubMed.com and put in the search statins COVID-19 or statins ACE2 inhibitors and COVID-19, and you'll start and you will start to see a lot of literature showing up that relates the use of those drugs with greater susceptibility to a coronavirus, which of course COVID-19 is.
Yeah, well, that's pretty amazing. Research also is showing that cannabis may reduce the lung inflammations that come about as a result of having the COVID-19.
Because there are cannabidiol receptors in the lungs. Mm-hmm. Nature put them in there. Mother Nature had something in mind because we have a lot of cannabidiol receptor sites in the lungs. So the use of cannabis, usually not in a smoking form, but the use of cannabis has been shown
to be ameliorative. Well, to the
there are a lot of people who take the capsules every night before they go to bed.
Just CBD oil. Just CBD oil. Right.
Even if, that's only 3% the THC.
0.3,
excuse me.
Yeah.
Of what is, you know, and that does a lot of good. So under the circumstances, that's something certainly to be thinking about. No question about it. And there's always, that's it, you see. You got to hear and you got to think. Dr. Jack is here. Jack Stockwell, we continue on Good Day Health. After I help you get your teeth, Jack will tell you, and everybody actually that has any real knowledge about how the body works, there's very little about your teeth, your gums, that is not influential in what goes on in your entire body. If you don't have healthy gums, you're susceptible to all kinds of diseases, heart disease. I mean, you just name it, go across the board. So you need to keep your teeth, which are the instruments of the gums, in good shape. And if you've got a lot of stuff that's on your teeth that have made them yellow, and you're frustrated, so you've gone the 30-minute route of getting those trays and gels and all that sort of stuff. Well, what that does, most of the conventional treatments for your for whitening your teeth eat away at the enamel. That's how they get rid of the stains, because the enamel goes away. You don't want that, because once the dentin is exposed, that is the real, that's the teeth, and they get decayed, that stuff gets up into your gums, and man, what a mess you're making of your body. So if you want to have healthy teeth, white teeth at the same time, use the only all-natural tooth detergent, Power Swabs, to whiten the teeth damaged by coffee, tea, whatever the stains are that cause them. Power Swabs will remove them, not only from your natural teeth, but caps and veneers as well. So my suggestion to you is to do what millions of other people have done now to whiten their teeth. Try Power Swabs. Go to powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10. That'll give you 40% off the retail price of $99.85. And the 10 takes $10 more off, plus you get free shipping. That's DJV10. Enjoy the status of wonderful white teeth. And for yourself, never mind everybody else. 30-day hassle-free money-back guarantee comes your satisfaction. You got to see your teeth changing all the time, whitening a couple of shades each time you use it. Try Power Swabs right now while you're thinking about it. Go to powerswabs.com. Order a month's supply, use the DJV10 code, and you're on your way to whiter, brighter teeth.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Your Forbidden Doctor website has something that's very interesting, all kinds of things to support the folks that come to your clinic or the people that listen to you on the air. You have telemedicine now as a factor. Both you and Ken are using telemedicine. So you have a program that you had instituted, I think a week or two ago we were talking about this, answering questions, working with people online. How does that actually work, Jack?
The basic one, the basic VIP program is to text me, to text Mary, to text our nutritionists, whatever you need to. And so you join the VIP program. It costs
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to text
That's right.
Jack.
That, yeah. Well, the first thing I do when I wake up, because I was up this morning at 3, I went to the bathroom, went back to bed again, but I always check my phone looking for texts because they're coming in not just from around the country. They're coming in from outside the country because this show reaches a lot of places, especially the our podcasts and the Forbidden Doctor podcast.
Yep.
So the basic program, $29 a month. You got a doctor in your pocket. All you need to do, just text me. I'll get back to you as fast as I can. Some of them are very short, quick questions. Some of them take a little bit
What's
of time.
An example of the kind of questions you're getting when people text you at ForbiddenDoctor.com?
Well, Dr. Jack, I'm 56 years old. I have problems with high blood pressure, and I'm hearing that I may be more susceptible to COVID-19. Can you help me with that? What do you suggest? So I talk about supporting the heart, and I talk about various nutritional things that can be done to lower the blood pressure, lifestyle changes, a few other things, so that, you know, it's not that much of a concern. And it'll go back and forth. What is your blood pressure? You know, what kind of symptoms are you having? Are you aware that you have blood pressure, or is it just because a blood pressure cuff said that you do? And then we talk about, is there anything going on with the kidneys? Is there anything going on with your sugar handling abilities, things that would contribute to this? And it goes back and forth and back and forth until we get a good symptomatic picture. We might have them do the symptom survey, which is free, that gives me more information. And this really calms down the fears, because a lot of people are running around very ignorant, amazingly, your age, my age, very ignorant as to how their bodies work.
Yeah,
because
they don't
never
know where
really
food comes from
it.
Either. They
well,
don't know anything.
That's
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
So, and then there's another level that can actually involve phone calls, you know, direct live phone calls. But the basic one is you can text me, Mary, anytime the nutritionists jump on this stuff right away. If they need to talk to Mary and I, they will certainly do so. But the whole idea is to have a doctor in your pocket right there at your fingertips. If you've got a question and you're really concerned about what's going on, especially the risk factors right now, as we were talking about earlier, with COVID, ACE2 inhibitors, the statins, high blood pressure drugs, flu shots, obesity, all these things that can contribute to a greater susceptibility to the coronavirus. And once we text back and forth for a few times, oh, thank you so much. I feel much better. I'm much more calm. And then again, by the same token, sometimes they text and I say, listen, you need to get to the ER. This is something
yeah,
that you
go
need to
beyond
go to
where
ER.
You are. Right.
Right.
All right. So I want to ask, somebody asked me a question. I figured you were a good person. This person found a medical course online and wondered whether she should take it to prepare for a career. Do you find the courses on, you know, we have a lot of coursework online, some of it accredited, some of it not. What do you know about it? Any good? These courses online, medical courses?
You know what? It's getting, those things are getting to be more and more popular all the time. I'm not familiar with what she's talking about, but the one that I did see is oriented towards the basic concept of drugs for anything, drugs for everything.
Yeah. Well, so that may be sponsored. You might find things that are sponsored by the drug companies offering courses. You know, that's something. That's why I asked that. I think that's good advice. You better find out who's paying for it before you sign up. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. ForbiddenDoctor.com is the website. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell continues his important presence here, and now it's time for us to take apart some more of the information that you hear from the mainstream news media about the infection rate with regard to the virus, and who is affected most, and why they're affected. Jack, you want to give us the details?
Well, there's a study back in 2012 that was published in a peer-reviewed journal, Clinical Infectious Diseases, because there was a really good flu outbreak a number of years ago. Every 3 or 4 years, there's a big one. Well, we have it every year. But every 2017 was the last really big one. I think there was like 100,000 deaths in 2017. And then it dropped off 19, 20, and even the flu is not that bad this year because it's been overshadowed by corona or the COVID-19. But in this study that was done in 2012, published in 2012, the study actually went from 2009 up through 2011, that they found that children who had received flu shots were 440% more likely to get a coronavirus infection.
All right, repeat that, please. Underscore. Listen, please. Everybody said, what did you say? So he's going to say it again.
In a peer-reviewed journal published in 2012, 8 years ago, the Clinical Infectious Diseases Journal found the children who had received the inactivated flu vaccine, the common flu vaccine, were 440% more likely to acquire an infection of respiratory viral pathogens, which are not influenza.
Were they life-threatening?
They are coronavirus.
Huh? Were they life-threatening?
Well, it can progress to a life-threatening situation, but the basic idea was, it wasn't an influenza infection they were more likely to get from the influenza vaccine. It was a coronavirus infection they were more likely to get.
But we've been told that there are many similarities, that coronavirus is just like another flu, only more serious.
Well, that's kind of one of the flagship comments that are floating around out there. Mm-hmm. But when you look at what's called the IFR, the infectious fatality rate, that's published by the CDC, it's down. Its death rate is down about bad flu right
because
now.
Because this is the mutations are such that this is less serious. It's still a pain and still difficult and still is disruptive, but are we going to shut everything down every time the flu things go up? I mean, that's kind of the mentality in places like California.
Well, you know, I used the analogy with a patient of mine yesterday wanting to know why the numbers here in Utah are going up so rapidly. In fact, Utah is one of the states now that if you fly to New York, you got to fill out all that contract tracing paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, you know, I used to play a lot of golf, and when I would walk from the tee down the fairway, I would be over in the rough looking for golf balls. Even if I hit a shot in the middle of the fairway, they were the ultimate Easter egg. Now, every now and then I'd find one here or I'd find one there. But what if I had 50 guys brushing through that brush with me as we went along the fairway edge? How many golf balls would we find? When you look at the rapid amount of testing that's going on in the state of Utah, let alone the rest of the country, of course you're going to have more cases. But that's only one part of the picture. You have to look at what's called the herd immunity threshold. In other words, how many people for every 100 have to get coronavirus for the rest of them to be immunized by herd immunity concepts? And it's down around, and it's what Sweden found out 3 months ago. It's down around 12-15%. In this country, it's running about the same thing now. For every 12 people that get it, 88 people are immune because of the herd contact. But they don't talk about that.
The most important thing here to take away is that this stuff has been in the knowledge circumference for 8 years. And
they've known for 8 years now. Yeah. You give a child a flu shot, their chances of getting coronavirus are 440% more.
That's the criminal activity. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, available right now, in stock, no waiting. Calitrin weight loss formula, which is stimulant-free, drug-free. It's the safest way to lose weight, and people all around the world have been using it for more than 20 years. You know, it works, or it wouldn't have been around for 2 years, never mind 20 years. This is something that, it's proudly manufactured by people in the United States. It's certified, registered. One of the most fabulous things about this is that you take four of the capsules when you go to bed at night, and it does its work. So go to the website to transform your life. Toploss.com is the address. You can march your way into, over a six-month period, a situation where you look great and you feel great and you keep the weight off. Buy three, get three free, the BOGO deal. Use the code DJV and you don't pay a shipping charge either. That's the way naturally to lose weight. Find all about it at Toploss.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.